Right, so today is the second Sunday in Advent, and we carry on with the birth narratives looking at John the Baptist. And if I was to ask you, what do you know about John the Baptist? I'm sure we'll all say quite a lot, won't we? We know quite a lot about John the Baptist. Because he's one of the big hitters, the very big hitters, as the politicians call it, big beast, in the Christmas story. And we're yet to see him on a Christmas card yet. Has anyone ever seen a Christmas card with him on it? And we wonder why. So just to refresh our memories, what we know about John the Baptist, I would like people just to shout out what they remember about John the Baptist. I know it's probably a year that we talked about him, because he comes up usually second or third Sunday in Advent. So it's about a year now. So people just shout out what you remember about him, please. Yes, he's Jesus' cousin, because his mother, Elizabeth, was related to Mary. Yep. Sorry? Yes, he baptized Jesus at the River Jordan. Just move this one a bit. Yep, so he baptized Jesus at the River Jordan. Anything else? Yes, he lived in the desert. Yes. He met a grisly end, didn't he, during that party with King Herod, and that's how he died. They beheaded him. Before that, anything else we can think about him? What of his clothing? Yes, yes, unusual diet, locusts and wild honey. And I was thinking, that's low carbohydrate, isn't it? So today, he would have probably made a fortune selling his diet, because that's what these celebrities, they eat low carbohydrate diet. And those of you who watches I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I don't watch it. I watched the very first one and it was horrific. I don't know how people would put themselves through it. So I've never watched it again, but I hear my daughters and my sister talking about it. And if he was in the jungle, he will win, won't he? Because he'll just, yeah. So he had this thing about diet. I think anything else about John the Baptist? Yes, yes, yes. He had this message telling people to make sure they're ready to repent and be ready for the Lord Jesus to come. Anything else? He was the last prophet, wasn't he? Before Christ. He was the very last Old Testament prophet before Christ. So John the Baptist was, he was a great teacher. He was a great prophet, the very last one. And as we heard, he had a grisly end. His head got chopped off. And we will be looking more into the message later on.